our gas prices seem to be high. And I've checked around with other people who live in other places, and their gas prices don't seem to be near as high. Mm-hmm. And well, the question is, does everybody in this state pretty much get their gas from Southern Nat? I know Allegasco sells gas in a lot of other areas, and that's mm-hmm. where I'm comparing my prices from Auburn, Montgomery, Birmingham area, Hueytown, like that, Vestavia Hills. Do they get, and they got Allegasco, do they get their gas from Southern Natural?
Well, here's one
element. And do we get ours and we're a wholesale? I would think if that's the case, then Tallahassee's gas should be cheaper than Allegasco's gas because we get a wholesale price.
What they do, they buy gas and store it. Okay? We have not had that ability in a few years. We talked about that this Saturday. I want to get to that point where we can buy low and sell lower. You follow me? But we've got to accentuate our marketing.
For the citizens of Tallahassee, it would be better if we had Allegasco. Mm-hmm. For the city of Tallahassee, it's better that we sell it. We're making money off it. Let's mm-hmm. be honest. We're making some money off of gas sales, right?
We have to make money, right, yeah.
I mean, it may be that we're using that money to help the citizens of Tallahassee, but let's be honest. Are we making money off of gas?
We're making money. Now, you have
to. Are we gouging?
You have to look at this. We don't have enough retail, big box. We don't have any real big box retailers that help pay our bills. So we're in the gas and water business, okay? There's a lot of cities that have water authorities or gas authorities. We don't. We run it. I'm the superintendent, okay?
Yeah, and that's why I'm asking you. Yeah. You're the superintendent of the utilities here mm-hmm. that we're talking about. Are we gouging people?
I don't think we're gouging. I just think that we should lower. I think we're.
And we compared it. I mean, if it's $500, if I get a $500 bill for the same gas usage as another person in another town gets for, which is $200, then we're gouging.
Right. Our engineers are studying different cities our size, and trying to get within a realm that
I would like to see it. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm really almost obsessed with this.
Because Miles and I have mentioned this because this is one of our soapbox items here because. We'll price ourselves out of business. You know that.
Right.
Because people, if it comes down to it, now we don't have another option for gas, but we can go electric.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying.
See,
then we're not going to have any customers. We're not going to make that money regardless of what we charge.
That's my point.
Yeah.
In other words, if you have people who have high gas bills, they're going to pull out, go all electric, then we've lost a gas customer. And you multiply that over and over and over, and then we're out of the gas business.
That's what I was saying all last year, and even prior to that, people like Bill Patterson and Ricky Benton and others, many other people that revitalize and houses in these towns in different places.
And you can't blame them because they're in the business of selling those houses once they get them
renovated. They're going in there and putting in all electric because they know the prices of people saying.
I had to upgrade mine, and you better believe after those $400 and $500 bills, I decided to go all electric.
Because people will ask when they go to buy a house, especially these old mill homes and places, what type of utilities? Oh, I can't afford them.
Well, I'll give you an example. Yeah. Give you an example. We had a young lady that was going to rent the little cottage next to Seven Gables at one point. And she was actually over there with the vacuum cleaner. And I was still at work, as I always was. But she called me over there and she said, "What kind of heat do you have in here?" I said, "It's gas." She said, I can't do that. I said, "Well, why don't you go to the utility clerk and get a printout, for 12 months?" And she did. And the history was in the winter months, like November, December, January, they were like $300-something a month for that little cottage. Of course, it didn't have insulation in the attic.
That place is no bigger than this.
Yeah,
it's very small.
It didn't have insulation in the attic or the walls, and we know that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But she grabbed her vacuum cleaner stuff and didn't even make her deposit. She was gone.
Hmm.
So that really drove home to me, that if we're going to be in the gas business, we got to be customer-minded.
Yeah,
that's right.
And we should have programs if somebody... Let's say they had an electric water heater and put a gas water. We need to have some kind of incentive program.
That's a great idea. And I think the natural gas prices, they have fluctuated like any kind of gas mm-hmm. you put in your car or whatever. But it seems to me that from what I've checked, and I haven't done extensive study. Maybe I'm talking out of line. But from the people I've talked to, gas is on the level for heating what electric is in a lot of other places. It's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get a $250 electric bill for heating the home, it's double here.
Well, we want
in other places,
the volume.
It's on the level.
We want to have the volume, and the way to get volume is lower your prices.